Welcome to Live, Love, Engage, the podcast where we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how you can live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically. I am your host, Gloria Grace Rand. Now, let your light shine. Namaste. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today I've got a special guest joining me, and she is someone that I have known for several years now, and I'm very proud to call her my friend. Her name is Christine Cattagio. So welcome, Christine, first off.
Thank you, Gloria. Thank you so much.
And Christine is an amazing person. She is an internationally recognized life transition strategist. Boy, try to say that three times fast. I won't be able to do it. I like this next part. Midlife redesign mentor. That's much easier for me to say. She specializes in helping men and women in all stages of transition to rise above life's challenges and transform into the best version of themselves, into the life they truly desire and deserve as well. She is a sought-after certified speaker, a keynote presenter for live events, radio platforms, and corporate trainings. And she is a contributing author in the international bestsellers Bold is Beautiful and Bold is Beautiful Breakthrough to Business Strategies, as well as the soon-to-be-released Women Standing Strong Together. So, that's a lot. You are a busy woman.
Yes, I am.
So, I wanted to get started. We're gonna talk a little bit more about the book in a second. But first off, I was just thought it would be good for you to share with our listeners and viewers who are watching on YouTube, what called you to be a midlife redesign mentor?
It was very much a segue. The last few years, everything I've been doing has been, I want to say, divinely appointed. And so each segment of what I've been doing in the different businesses that I've started have been leading into the next. So when I was in healthcare and I was working with the elderly, I was spending a lot of time coaching the adult children of aging parents who had so much else going on. The aging parent was one more plate in the air. So it just seemed to be a natural flow. And then I got involved in an organization called Encore Palm Beach County, which supports people over 50 looking for work opportunities, either volunteer or paying opportunities. And as I was working with them, I realized that that's really my market. I've come of age, and that seems to be mostly who I was working with, was women who have already had some careers or have been through some major life transitions, and now they're looking for the what's next. What's next for my life? And it's something that I've managed to I've managed to work through. And I've done a lot of work on myself to get through those stages myself. So I feel very capable of being able to help other women in the same, and men too. I do have some men clients, being able to help them go through those stages of life and figuring out what's next.
Yeah, that's so important, because it as being in that situation myself, you know, it's as we get older, whether you have children or not, things happen, you know, whether it is involving your parents or maybe your kids start leaving the nest and you start wondering, what am I going to do next? When is it time for me now? Especially if you've been doing a lot for other people. So that's
exactly. And that's what happens to most of us. We've spent the big part of our life taking care of everyone else. And it really is that, okay, you know, it's my time now. You know, what's next for me?
Yeah, exactly. So I want to talk a little bit about your author journey. So what prompted you to become an author?
Well, I've always had the writing bug, but I never really felt capable. You know, we all have those things. And oddly enough, when I first started in college back in the day, I was an English major. So I did a lot of writing, and not something that I spent a lot of time on, though, recently. And when Gloria Coppola put out that she was looking to do a collaboration, it called to me. It really called to me. One, because the collaboration, as you well know, that sisterhood and that supporting each other community is so vital. And the last few years, I've kind of taken a step back from being involved in community for some personal reasons. Mm-hmm. And the idea of being able to be part of a community like that was really something that really warmed my heart and I felt called to. So then, you know, Gloria is amazing. You know her and you've met some of the other authors. And, you know, the book just seemed to be one of the first things that came up. And I was like, okay, that and the fact that I've never told my story. Mm. And it felt like the right time. And she really pulled it out of me amazingly. Yeah. She's amazing when it comes to that. She did really pull it out of me. And I'm sure you may have heard this before from some of the other authors, but it's really a healing process. Mm. It really is, because we all have those stories. And once we release them, there is a lot of healing that goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I wanted to ask you about a little bit, because the story that you tell is really a bit painful, right? I mean, you were being very vulnerable and revealing something, in fact, something I had never known about you. So why do you think this was the time when it was right for you to be able to open up like that?
I think it's part of what we go through whenever we've been through any major life events, particularly traumatic events. We have a tendency to subdue them, try and move past them. And I think for me, one of the challenges that I was having was I knew that there were things that were holding me back from shining my light, but I could not put my finger on it. Yeah. And so in doing my own self-work and my own meditation and trying to find that blockage, I realized that I had a lot of that trauma that I've been holding on to, and I knew I needed to let it go. Mm-hmm. And it just felt comfortable. It felt like the right time. It was difficult. It is difficult doing that. And if you would have read my first copy, you'd be like, okay, she is not a writer. But after doing a little bit of work with Gloria and her pulling it out, she didn't really pull it out of me. She's really good at getting you to start feeling it. Mm-hmm. And being in the moment. Mm-hmm. And once that started, it was a Pandora's box. It just, I feel like I could have written the whole book at that point. Mm-hmm. So you just kind of just purge it.
That's good. Well, in some of the work that you do in coaching other people, do you find that they are also people who are kind of going through some of those types of things as well? And then how do you help them go through that process?
And that's a great question, because you know me long enough, you know about my RISE program. And when I first was divinely appointed with RISE, that was really what it was about. That I just went blank. I'm such all the R words.
I know.
Reclaim inner soul energy. And at the time, I really didn't know quite what that was, but I knew it was to be supportive of other women who have gone through transitions in their life. Yeah. And it doesn't matter what the transition. I mean, we've all been through something. Mm-hmm. And so to be involved in a community that supports each other, regardless of what that is, and helps us in that healing process, was what I felt appointed to. And so I did that, you know, for quite some time. I worked in that community and I never really set it aside, but I never really felt like I got to the point where it was supposed to be. And I feel like I'm getting closer, but I still don't feel like I'm totally totally doing what I'm supposed to do with it. Hmm. So this, writing this chapter and releasing this was really something that I felt was part of that journey, hmm. part of that whole journey of reclaiming inner soul energy, getting back to the core yeah. of who we are. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's really important for me when I work with other women who have been through some major trauma or transition yeah. that I bring them back to that place where they can remember who they were.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is, I was just talking about it the other day when I was doing my vision workshop. It's really peeling an onion because mm-hmm. so many of us try and, you know, we cover up the pain and we don't do the healing. We think we do to some extent.
Right, right.
But, you know, until we can actually get back to that core and mm-hmm. figure out who it is we are, what we really want for ourselves and heal the heart and soul, we really can't move forward in our life. And we'll always feel that piece of something is missing.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And I do think it's important for us to be able to do the work on ourselves. And it is interesting that sometimes that's what we need to do. And then that helps us to go forward more because like I've been writing a book this year. And I really feel that one of the reasons I was given, you know, I don't take credit for coming up with these ideas. I feel they were given to me is because they're lessons that I needed to learn first, even, or as I'm going through and writing it. So that's, yeah, it's important to be able to do that work on yourself.
And that is a very important thing. I think it is lessons that we really need to learn so that we can help others.
Yeah, absolutely. I just had a dog come in to my office. That's why if you noticed my arm was moving, it was like, oh, hello, Lexi. she wanted to get in on the podcast today. Where do you see yourself next year? What are you looking to do? Because as we're recording this, it's the end of December and we're coming up on a new year and a new decade, 2020. So what's your vision? Since you were doing a vision workshop, what's your vision for 2020?
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you should ask that because that was one of the things that I was thinking about today. I'm like, I didn't finish on my vision. And that's, as I mentioned to you, that's one of the reasons I'm like, okay, let's start with getting the office organized so you can see where you're at. I think 2020 is really, as most of us feel, it feels like it's very empowering for some reason, this whole shift into a new decade, the whole idea of the full moon on 12/12. Mm-hmm. I just feel energetically we are aligned for success. And it's really us to, and that's one of the reasons why I am so focused on helping other people create their vision, because I think it's all about understanding and realizing the possibilities that are available to us.
Yeah.
And I think once we can get to that place, and I saw a lot of ahas with that on Saturday with my workshop, and those are the things that get me excited, is to mm-hmm. know that I can, you know, set off that light bulb in yeah. people. Mm-hmm. And bringing yourself to that place of unlimited possibility really opens a lot of doors, because we can do anything that we want to do. Mm-hmm. And it's just there again, having that vision of what it is we truly want. So for me, I have also been sitting on a book, The Vision Map, which I've been sitting on a few years, mm-hmm. and it never felt like the right time. And I really feel like that has been evolving as well. Mm-hmm. So that is something that I want to work on this year. And I really want to do much more of the speaking and training on that, because I think it's really powerful. I see what I teach works, mm-hmm. and I see how it changes people's lives. And I really feel that that is what I'm aligned to do. And I really want to do more of that this year, because I think that's, as you said, that's what I'm inspired to be doing.
Yeah. Awesome. And that's the key to really getting what we want out of life is to be inspired, to be in spirit, because that it makes everything flow so much better. So
that's
what I've been focusing on too, is doing more of the things that light me up, like this podcast was one of the reasons I dusted it off and reclaimed it myself and reawakened it so I could do it. Yeah.
Yep, definitely. And I think that's really where we need to get to that place, because other than that, we're pushing a rock uphill.
Yeah.
You know, and we're always trying new things and wondering why things aren't working. And it's, you know, I think if I learned anything this year, my big lesson for 2019 was surrender. Mm. And because a lot of things that happened in my life were out of my control.
Yeah.
And it was really, you know, me learning who I was and how to respond to those things.
Yeah.
And I really had to just let things go. And it's things and people and so many different areas of my life, which, you know, in retrospect, they were all necessary things that needed. And there's my next subject coming up is decluttering your life from all the things that are distracting you from where you're supposed to be and what your purpose really is.
Yeah.
So I think they're all things that we need to go through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, very good. I am so glad you were here and on our podcast today. So if someone wants to be able to get a hold of you, what's the best way that they can connect with you?
I'm on all the social media. They can find me on Facebook, Christine Cattagio, Midlife Redesign Mentor. They can email me at ChristineCattagio@outlook.com. My website currently is being revamped, so I will not send anyone there currently, okay. But there's plenty of other ways to find me. And of course, you can always message me on Facebook as well.
Okay, awesome. And I will have all of that information in the show notes as well. So don't worry about it if you missed it, because in case you don't know how to spell Cattagio, I'll have it in there.
I know. I usually spell it, but...
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
Well, I want to thank you for being an ambassador and doing the review on the book. I think that's really awesome, and we all appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. It was, again, divine timing. It was perfect with when I saw what the book was about, and you know, about being authentic. It's like, that's right up my alley. So I love it, and being vulnerable and all of that good stuff. So, and standing strong together is a powerful, powerful thing. So, for those of you who are listening and you want to hear more wonderful episodes like this, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it, and you can also subscribe to my YouTube channel as well if you're watching on YouTube. And if you would be so kind as to leave us a review and a rating as well, that would be wonderful. I would so appreciate it. So thank you again, Christine, for being here.
Thank you, Gloria. Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. And until next time, I am Gloria Grace Rand, wishing all of you peace, love, and prosperity. One more thing before you go. As a valued listener of the Live, Love, Engage podcast, I want to help you shine your light in the world, not only while you're listening to the show, but all day, every day of the week. That's why I created the Live, Love, Engage Spiritual Awakening Community on Facebook. It's a place for you to gather with other business professionals and entrepreneurs who are committed to living the life of their dreams. If you want to be a part of this community and receive free trainings from me, go to liveloveengage.com and request to join. That's liveloveengage.com.